Hi there, my name is Teresa Anderson, and I'm your spiritual guide. In a few moments, I'm going to be leading you through a podcast episode in which we will be exploring a pristine and exquisite tropical beach setting and how some of the natural occurring elements that we will find there can offer us some incredible wisdom, guidance, and things to consider as we make connections to what is occurring in our own lives. Come learn more about your own instincts and your own authentic nature as you see more clearly new aspects about yourself through this exploration today. So for now, in order to prepare you further for this guided meditation and visualization, make sure that you're not driving a vehicle or operating any machinery. You'll want to find a space where you know that you will not be interrupted for the next 20 minutes or so. Turn off any cell phones or electronics. As you explore this guided visualization, I invite you to be curious and trust yourself if you receive anything like impressions or hunches or new perceptions about something. Note too that it's also okay if you feel you don't perceive very much. Things may bubble up after this visualization, and I encourage you to be curious and open as they do. Remember that you can come back and listen to this meditation as often as you would like. So now, find a relaxing space. And if you need to take a few moments to find a quiet, private space where you know that you will be able to relax into, then you can pause the recording while you organize this, then come back to the recording where we will continue together. And once you are in a relaxing space, make yourself comfortable. For example, you can lay down or sit up. You just don't want to fall asleep. And I invite you now to close your eyes and listen to my voice. There's no special way to breathe. Just breathe. And notice as you are breathing, you are becoming more and more relaxed. Trust that you will remember what you need to during this exploration. You can make notes after the experience if you would like. If you haven't already done so, now close your eyes and take a couple of deep breaths and feel yourself relaxing more. You find yourself looking out over a pristine tropical beach. It's just past sunrise. There is a sign that you notice that says, at this particular beach, you will experience slight shifts in the sand at times and may feel the earth move under your feet. There's no need to be concerned, as the shifting of the sands and slight movements in this environment are designed to help you move and shift things in your own life. Having a new shift of energy and a small vibrational movement goes a long way to begin loosening things up that are already to be both activated and for some things to be deactivated in your current life. Can you invite yourself to be open to new and small seismic shifts towards a new venture or a new insight as some examples? Can you imagine that every step you take in this new territory brings you a step closer to receiving a new revelation or a new way in which you can see yourself now evolving? As you begin to take this information in, you start to walk towards the middle of the beach. And as you do, you really become aware of the sand, for it's like sugar, soft pink sugar. Next, your hand reaches down to touch and experience the sand. Are you surprised by how soft the sand feels to your own touch? Perhaps you feel compelled now to take off your shoes. What are you sensing in this moment? Are you catching a hint of a scent now? If so, what is this scent? It smells so good and inviting. Can you allow yourself to feel into the soft, moist sand now? And can you sense any sounds around you, like birds or the sound of the ocean before you? The sound of the waves now draws your attention. There is both a rhythm and a seemingly off rhythm to the waves. You notice big crescendos with the big waves and softer splashes with the longer waves that take their time to reach the shoreline. You notice that there are different sizes to each of the waves, and they are all so varied. And yet, there is a synchrony of sounds that come together as some of the waves collide and crash. And you can hear and you can sense the energy in these crashing and surging of the waves. Perhaps the waves seem almost intoxicating and hypnotic to you. Have you ever felt like you were under a spell of some kind in your life? Where you felt like you were intoxicated and mesmerized by something or someone? Sometimes we need to symbolically hear or feel a sensation like that of a big wave in order to get focused in some aspect in our lives. Sometimes we need something to break us out of a spell or to get our attention. Sometimes we do need to know what is crashing or colliding around us and to be more alert to what might be pulling us into tricky waters. Have you ever sensed an undercurrent in the water of your life, so to speak, where you just knew you had to quickly follow your instincts and get yourself out of a situation immediately? Well, your time today at the Serenity Beach is all about becoming aware of the signs, the signals, and a few of the guideposts that are in your field of awareness that are there for you now, trying to reach you, like the waves trying to reach the shore. These signals and these guideposts are perhaps trying to teach you or to reach you to offer a bit of wisdom or wise counsel. When you start to dig around in your beach bag now, you see an envelope with your name on it. It says, you will encounter a few ocean elements today, and when you do, see if you can stretch your imagination in the ways that you perceive them. See what meaning you can give to encountering each of these elements that are associated with the beach and the ocean. See how they might be able to be relatable to you, and see what connections might be happening currently in your own life. Also inside the envelope, you are given a unique magnifying glass, which will give you insights that go beyond anything literal. It is there to help you see symbolically the many facets that are always there in any given situation. We all have the capacity to sense and intuit when change is in the air, and when something distinct and specific is needing to be deactivated in our life, we are aware of that. As you take a couple of deep breaths now, can you sense that something which is close at hand? What have you been thinking about that is now needing to be brought from thought into matter as it relates to your life? This is a great place for you to take the time for quietude and to start to reflect upon a few things. You feel guided to place your beach chair down in the sand now, and as you start to make yourself comfortable and relaxed, you sit more deeply into this beach chair. Next, you reach back into your beach bag and you pull out a little miniature surfboard keychain. The keychain has a button and you push it. Next, you hear a voice from the keychain say, "We are all on a journey riding the waves and waters of life. Sometimes you are in good shape, skilled, fit, and able to ride it out the big wave. Sometimes you get slammed by a wave, or it could be a tidal wave even. And sometimes you have to pick up the pieces or attempt to keep your head above water after you've been thrown overboard, so to speak. Sometimes you find yourself in waters that have lifeguards. And you might also find gentle creatures who live in the waters, and sometimes there are no lifeguards, and the waters might seem to be filled with stinging jellyfish and sharks symbolically. It's at these times that you really need to reflect upon what you can do in these situations. The voice from the keychain offers this as further wisdom. Please remember that it's always best to let someone know that if you are headed into an unknown or uncharted waters, to give them the best coordinates to locate you. If you begin to need someone to track you, just in case you fall off the grid or offline, so to speak. letting a trusted other know that you're in need of a spotter, like when you are feeling overwhelmed with something, like a loss of some kind, or an emotional challenge, or when you're feeling in need of wise counsel, it's helpful to be brave and courageous and let a trusted friend or trusted other know what is going on with you. Good spotters can help to guide you to other resources or helpers that can serve to buoy you and give you some extra help and assistance to help you navigate especially trying times when there's choppy waters. For sooner or later, we all need an ally and a guardian to assist us to get to higher and more solid ground. We are not meant to do this journey alone. We are meant to have noble friends and companions who can play the roles of allies and guardians to help rescue or act as lifeguards. These allies and noble friends can also be tasked with helping us by holding our feet to the fire when we're in need of balanced and thoughtful feedback, or when we lose sight of what we are to be doing or to be working towards to fill more of our own potential. Our journey is not supposed to be all sunshine and light. We are tasked on this hero's journey to be cultivating our own light and bringing the light of talents and skills to the world to be of service. As you look at the keychain further, you see a way to pull the key loose from the ring, and when you do, a piece of white notepaper is revealed. The words say, "On this beach today, you will be guided to find some sand crabs, some sand dollars, and some starfish. Each of these elements has something valuable for you to draw into your life." Next, you get up and move to the shoreline, and in the water, along the edge, you can see beautiful, brightly colored starfish. Starfish have the ability to regrow bits and pieces of themselves. Most can regenerate damaged parts or lost arms, and they can shed their arms as a means of defense. Can you see a starfish in terms now of a metaphor? As in, can you see how you might be able to regenerate something about yourself? For you, it might mean something like creating a new attitude or working to challenge an old limited belief that has started to dissolve around you and it's no longer serving you. Is there a way that you can begin to strategize how you could cut yourself off from an old habit and replace it with a healthier version of something in your life? Perhaps even seeing yourself as a starfish for a moment. See yourself, feel yourself basking as a starfish in the water and taking in what's around you in the water, this water that is healing, purifying, and nourishing. How can this water help to bring you more into wholeness? As you ponder this for a few moments, know that you can reflect upon this even after you leave this space. We've all seen sand dollars wash up on the beach, a pretty white shell with a stunning star shape stamped on one side, seemingly. They're not money. You can't use them to buy anything. So why are they called dollars? People thought the skeletal remains resembled silver coin currency, which is how the name sand dollar came about, according to some stories about them. So for a moment, see how you connect the symbolic meaning of the sand dollar to help you assess some things in your life and their value and the currency that you give them. Next, you walk around to the protected cove of water to the right, and you see many sand dollars now on the beach. For each one of these sand dollars that you spot, maybe you can see this as an opportunity to take stock of what you already have in your life and what is working, and also what you have invested into your own emotional bank account with yourself, and also the ways in which you have invested emotionally into other people's bank accounts and close relationships in order to make them function and work with giving and receiving. It takes a lot of time and effort to cultivate good working relationships. And now you have an opportunity to consider, whose life do you want to improve and enhance this year? And as you think about that, how will you go about doing that? What kind of investment would it take on your part to improve and enhance a person's life this year? What kind of resource would it take? Is it time? Presence? What is it for you? This is a question that you will need to ponder and reflect upon even after you leave this space. You can also ask yourself, how generous are you, and in which ways can you see yourself making contributions with a generous heart, for example? Next, you get up and you go to the left a few feet and follow a few footsteps that are in the sand that you see. And this leads you to another area on the other side of the beach where you see quick movements and you're curious as to what your eyes are picking up on. You take out your magnifying glass and you look down and you see a small sand crab and then another. When you look at them through the special magnifying glass, you notice that their shells and the words that seem to come to you right now as you're looking at them is hard shell. How does a symbolic hard shell protect you from things in your life? How do you armor up? And how do you defend yourself, both consciously and maybe even unconsciously? How do you show up as a hard shell or even like a soft shell and show your vulnerability and your soft underbelly? Who do you show that to? Under what circumstances? What makes you feel compelled to armor up? How are some ways that you could see or would want to bring the armor down and be more relaxed in your body, mind, and spirit, and more open with an open heart? Who do you see as being armored up in your life currently, and who would you wish had more vulnerability to be more authentic around you and share more of what they are feeling? Going further with this metaphor of the crab, are there ways in which you find yourself acting crabby sometimes? And if so, what can set you off? Are there ways in which you act crabby to others and it gets them scooting off towards open waters when you really want to hold them close or have a tender moment and you manage to chase them away instead? Or what is it that other people can do that make you want to go towards open water? Keeping in mind, we all have vulnerabilities and a soft belly and soft shell to protect. It's just good to know, where do you go to retreat and to find refuge so that you can regroup? What does that space look like? Is it a psychological place where you can go to within yourself? Or do you have a place that you can pull back into in order to regroup until the water or tides change or things in the environment shift, like with the sands of time? As you pack up your beach items, you get ready to say goodbye to this place. And take a few deep breaths and know that you can come back here anytime. And as you take steps and you walk away from the beach, you thank this space. And when it feels right, you can start to wiggle your toes and your fingertips. And when it feels right, you can make your way back into a seated position. Take a couple more deep cleansing breaths. And now you can make some notes and journal if you would like. I would like to thank you so very much for spending some of your time with me. And until next time, I wish you well.